Today's nonfiction is Gallipoli Murphy, Four-Legged Ambulance. It's from Heroes by David Long and Kerry Hindman. Helicopters and specially equipped armoured vehicles are used to rescue troops in the battle. But in the past, soldiers who were wounded had to rely on other soldiers acting as stretcher bearers to carry them to safety. Rescues like this were difficult and dangerous, especially when heavy fighting meant stretcher bearers could themselves be killed or injured. This is what happened in 1915 in a place called Gallipoli on the coast of Turkey, but luckily a plucky donkey called Murphy rode bravely to the rescue. Thousands of soldiers from Australia and New Zealand had come under fire from Turkish army guards, and a stretcher bearer called Private John Simpson soon found himself surrounded by men in urgent need of emergency medical treatment. Carrying a man on a stretcher takes at least two people, and Private Simpson had no one around to help him. He had an idea, though, about how he might be able to rescue wounded soldiers without the help of anyone else. The previous day, he had spotted a donkey grazing under some nearby trees. Armies used to use mules and donkeys to carry equipment and supplies on the battlefield, and Private Simpson was sure this one could help him move his injured comrades. Very slowly, he approached the donkey across the field, speaking softly so as not to scare it off. When he was close enough, he looped a rope around the donkey's neck as a sort of makeshift halter, and then led it back to where the men were lying. All the time he kept chatting in a quiet, reassuring manner, hoping to make friends with the donkey as well as keeping it from trying to run away from the gun sounds. Simpson tried to call his new companion Murphy, and over the next 25 days the two of them worked tirelessly bringing injured men to safety. Any who could walk were escorted to one of the first aid posts, which the Australian Army had set up on the beach at Anzac Cove. The more badly wounded were carefully helped onto the donkey's back and then slowly carried down to the shoreline. With so many men killed and injured, it was slow work. It was also extremely dangerous as the battle raged all around, the enemy firing on the fighting men as well as on Simpson and Murphy as they made their way down the cove. Again and again they braved the gunfire, Murphy keeping his head down and his ears back, and Private Simpson trying to calm him by whispering and singing quietly by his side as the two of them walked on. No one knows quite how many lives were saved by Private Simpson and Murphy in this way, but over the course of 3 weeks it must have been at least 100, maybe more. Tramping up and down to the cove night and day, and snatching only short rests every now and then, the pair were somehow able to ignore the danger and the terrifying noise all around them. No matter how fierce the fighting, if there was an injured man out on the battlefield who needed their help, the pair would go and find him. To those they rescued, Murphy must have seemed like a sort of lucky charm, but his example sent a positive message to the other soldiers too. The sight of the courageous pair steadfastly plodding up and down the beach put new heart into even the most exhausted of them, almost as if the donkey realised how important his work was as a kind of four-legged ambulance. Because he saved so many lives and encouraged the troops not to give up, Gallipoli Murphy is now remembered as one of Australia's real wartime heroes. Depicted in paintings, photographs and even statues as the country's most famous donkey, he has even appeared on postage stamps and as the star of a movie called Murphy of Anzac.